joined now by the Wolves head coach, Paul James. And Paul, it's been a very decent weekend for you.
A fantastic weekend for us. You know, we desperately needed 4 points to stay in the hunt for the title. And yeah, it's 4 points we got. So, you know, especially this game against Sheffield Sharks. It's always a tough game against them. And I thought we came out and played well today.
You set the tone last night, presumably, with the win at Mersey. OK, you beat them and beat them well only about three weeks ago.
Yep.
But still, sometimes that can be a bit tricky, can't you? A bit of complacency can creep in there.
It can do, and even more so, the journey up there was a nightmare. A two-hour journey took us 4 hours, so we had about 10 minutes warm-up before we could play. So half-time we were 10 up, and it was a matter of, OK, that was our warm-up, let's start playing now. And certainly the second half, we did a fantastic job, ended up winning the game by 30.
You were fourth in the table going into this game, so all the more important you underlined it, really, because you played more games than most of the sides around you.
Yeah, we have, and that's why it's very important to put points on the board. And, you know, let's say this weekend we need the 4 points. We've got the 4 points, so we're now 5-4, and everything looks a lot better than it did last week.
Alex Awumi got 20 points for you last night. Who was the mainstay tonight?
Yeah, Alex did a great job again tonight, and probably make team of the week again this week. You know, he's had a very difficult job to do with Prezi not being here and him having to take over the mantle of running the team. You know, it's not what I brought him here to do, but he hasn't moaned about it, and he's just gone on with his job, and, you know, not only scoring his points but getting everybody else involved. So, you know, he's done a great job for us.
As we understand it, the news regarding Sheriff Prezi Blue is a bit more optimistic now.
It certainly is. Yeah, all the paperwork is going through now, so you know, really hoping that he might be here within 7 to 10 days. Outside chance that he'll be here for us against Glasgow for the TV game next Sunday. So fingers crossed, but if not this next weekend, certainly the weekend after.
Clearly you speak to him, he must be hugely frustrated with him.
He is really frustrated. I speak to him like every other day, but a good thing is now that he's had all the paperwork, he's doing what he needs to do from his end, and now it's all about waiting for the post to be, you know, the documents to be delivered back to him. As soon as they are, we'll get him on the first available flight back to England.
His arrival is going to be a huge boost, really. As you say, you're 5-4 now without him. So when you add him into the mix as well, things can only get better, surely.
Absolutely, and that's why I can't be too disappointed about the start we've had, really. Yes, we've lost a couple of games that we probably wouldn't have lost. Maybe three games that we probably wouldn't have lost if he was here, but we've lost those. We've now got to make those up somewhere. But realistically, we're probably two games behind where I wanted us to be. So to me, that's not a bad job at all, considering we're without our natural leader.
Final point, you mentioned Glasgow and on the television as well, so big stage for you next week.
It really is. We've had a good time on TV last season, so hopefully we can continue that this year. You know, Glasgow, another strong team, especially on their own floor. You know, a long journey up for us, so we go up on the day of the game, so it's not like we go up and we stay there the night before. So, it's, you know, all these things are very, very difficult for us, but you know, you kind of get used to it over the season, and a TV game, I won't have to be inspiring the players too much to play.
Well, let's hope the journey's a bit more smooth than it was through Mersey Tigers. Anyway, Paul, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.